And now this is a dictation for Judith. Bauer, B-A-U-E-R, April 8, 47, address as a letter to Dr. Gunnell, G-U-N-N-E-L-L, 802-5029. Dear Dr. Gunnell, a follow-up for Judith, chronic kidney disease, hypertension. Bladder cancer, last visit in December, chronic back pain, osteoarthritis, right-sided total knee replacement done, Midland Dr. Murphy, M-U-R-P-H-Y, no complications, completed physical therapy, chronic dyspnea and feeling tired. Uses the SIPA machine, follows cystoscopy in a yearly basis, Dr. Mills, M-I-L-L-S, no gross hematuria, review system negative, medication list review. I will highlight the diltiazem aldacton, anticoagulated with Xarelto. Of the Ozempic, it was causing severe dysphagia, odynophagia, reflux. Next paragraph, present weight 179, previously 184. Blood pressure 156/84, at home 130/70. Pleasant alert, no respiratory distress, lungs clear, no arrhythmia, no abdominal tenderness, no edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistries in April, creatinine 1.06, she's been as high as 1.3. Labs review. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, stable over time, no progression, no symptoms, normal potassium acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, anemia has not required EPO treatment, no recent phosphorus done, low sodium concentration represents free water, she's not on any diuretics. Recent kidney ultrasound, no obstruction, no urinary retention. I'm not aware of recurrence of bladder cancer. Weight loss from Ozempic that was discontinued. Continue chemistries in a regular basis.